Morning, Danielle. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for your time as always. Let's talk about Jagger.
Yeah, so this week we've decided to profile one of our kittens. We, you know, kittens generally don't need too much help to get adopted. Who can resist having a cute, floppy little ball of fluff as your new family member? But we did want to talk about our little guy Jagger today because we've had him for 3 weeks already. He's now a 12-week-old D-sex male domestic short hair. He's really cute colouring with, you know, he's grey, very soft, but he's got a little white tuxedo on his chest, so he looks super cute and distinguished, and he'd make a great little family pet.
I was going to ask that. Was going to be my next question. Are we comfortable around family members that we know, or are we just hoping for the best?
Yeah, so he actually came in. He was surrendered. So he was born and brought up in a home, but he was unwanted, and he was surrendered, you know, as soon as they could be away from their mum, I suppose.
Yeah.
So he did have a little bit of a back, you know, step back to start in life. So he can be a little timid. But once he gets comfortable, he's super cute, purry, smoochy. We've had him, like I said, for 3 weeks now, and he's coming out of his shell more and more every day. So I think he'll do great in a family, as long as it's not, you know, a family of 20 people in the house.
Yeah.
Any sort of regular family, I think, will be a great home for him.
Now, obviously, an inside cat, I guess, because it's so new, we're sort of teaching, basically, from step one.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are all for inside cats only, both for their safety. There's far too many loose dogs, cars, you know, there's too much out there in the wild world.
Yeah.
But also for the safety of the local wildlife. Cats are natural hunters, and there's plenty of things that we can do for our cats inside to give them like a stimulating and enriching environment while keeping them safe inside. So inside only for this little boy is what we're looking for.
Lauren Gray is the animal care manager for RSPCA Bundaberg. And Lauren, you wanted to talk about Operation Wanted. This is something I think normally the police get involved with, don't they?
So basically, RSPCA Australia-wide has a mission to end unwanted litters, and the operation is to make every litter or every animal wanted. So every June to August, so a 3-month period each year, we'll partner up with local vet clinics to be able to offer 20% off the price of de-sexing cats and dogs, kittens and puppies. So there are a number of vet clinics participating this year in the Bundaberg area, and people can learn who they are and where to find them and all about the program at the website operationwanted.com.au.
That is operationwanted.com.au. Lauren, really do appreciate your time this morning.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Lauren Gray there, the animal care manager for Bundaberg Animal Care RSPCA. It's 1332 4BU.